Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Thursday, January 12th, 2022. 49 degrees, which is like 9.5 degrees Celsius. 93% humidity. As I commence my walk down 11th Street. In the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. I was talking with my buddy James yesterday, and he pointed out a thought experiment that I had heard of as well, where you're looking at a car, and you say, that is a car. If you take the wheels off the car, you look at it, is that still a car? If you take the engine out, is it still a car? How much do you take out of a thing before it's no longer that thing? In reference to the whole, is this a podcast or not? It's an ongoing consideration, not whether this is a podcast or not, but how we ascribe a definition, a label to things. What the heck is this? It's like packing materials strewn all over the sidewalk. I have no idea. I'm constantly running into stuff that is challenging my how did that happen brain. It's like, how does a box full of packing material just end up on the sidewalk? What happened? I don't know. I did notice today for the first time, well, I guess what drew my attention to it was as I was coming over here, the tree in Jamison Square is not lit anymore. Yesterday it was lit, the lights were shining, yada yada. Today it is not. Which seems to be a clear indication that it is about to be taken down. And that set my mind to thinking about Christmas decorations. And as I looked around, other than the lights in the trees the city put up, lovely lights, which I'm hoping they keep up, because it really is quite pretty. But other than that, all of the Christmas decorations I have come to expect are no longer up. And it's like the running of the streetcars. You know, when they were back after being gone, you don't necessarily notice. It's like the absence of Christmas lights. That's the way it is for most of the year. So when things get back to normal, you don't consciously notice. But I wonder if on some level we do. Because there's the whole, you know, post-Christmas blues thing. At least I feel the post-Christmas blues, the holiday blues. And, you know, that's a legit thing, certainly. But also, I'm wondering if maybe on some level we notice that lack of light, that lack of color, that lack of festive adornment. And on a subconscious level, we kind of go, huh, that was pretty, and now the pretty is gone. the continuity of awareness is intriguing. What's up, Taylor?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, bud.
Dave. You're the mysterious guy in a mustache.
That's right, the mysterious mustache guy. Take it easy. That was backwards bicycle dude. What's he doing way down here? Well, he's got a bicycle. He's all over the place. Caught him off guard. I don't think he remembered me right away. But then, yeah, I'm a mysterious mustache dude. There we go. That's my that's my superhero name. My God, it's mysterious mustache dude. Evildoers beware. So, yeah, Powell's. Yay. So, yeah, that adjustment, that continuity of awareness, the adjustment of awareness as environments change. Habitual environments, I think that's the keys. As we go through our days, you know, if we're not, that's one of the distinctions, I think, between being on vacation or traveling and being home. When you're traveling, you're constantly bombarded by unfamiliar patterns and images and so on. Which is intriguing, but I imagine can get overwhelming after a while. Plus, you don't have that convenience of familiar surroundings. Although, if you step far enough back, there are certain familiarities. There is a bed in a room. There is a sink in a bathroom. There are standard bits.
Are you a Taurus?
No, I'm a Virgo.
Oh, well, you know a lot of things.
I do.
You're very intelligent. Right?
It's good to see you, bud.
See you too. I'm a Scorpio.
This is not a surprise, riding bikes the way you do.
Yeah.
Cheers. Dude gets around. So like the archetypal forms of things are familiar. You know, the trappings of civilization are familiar. But the specific expression of those things is radically different. Whereas when you're home or in your town or whatever, and you know, the things on your shelf, the position of the furniture, the way your bed feels when you climb into it, blah, blah, blah. All of those things are very familiar. And I don't know, I think they might like lull you into this sense of security because we're filtering stuff all the damn time. We get so much input in any given moment, sight, sound, touch. All of these things, the brain filters. I mean, it comes in. We receive that input, but the brain decides what to put attention to and what not to put attention to. But it's in your brain when that filtering happens. So on some level, all of that input is being processed. It's just the conscious brain decides what gets our attention, like the existence of Christmas decorations or not. However, it is in your brain. So some process, some part of your awareness notices that the Christmas decorations are no longer up. And I assume, has a reaction to it, maybe? I don't know. This is intriguing. I'm sure there's a whole science of study around this, but how, this is what I'm looking for. How complacent does our awareness become in familiar surroundings? That we miss subtle changes. And, you know, again, your brain, when in survival, I mean, we're all about survival. If something like a big hole opens up, your brain's gonna go, watch out for that hole. But if something like Christmas lights go away, that's not a life and death factor. So the brain goes, we don't need to notice that. Unless you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go walking the streets and have tuned your brain to be alert to subtle things, or you receive a cue from your environment, like a dark Christmas tree, that sets your conscious brain down a particular rabbit hole. Interesting. Such blather. Well, welcome to the Pond Prairie Pearlcast. That's where we are now. Oh my God. So let's see, on more pragmatic points, the emissions test went incredibly smoothly. In fact, once again, it took me longer to get there and back again than it did to have the actual appointment. It was incredibly efficient. Boom, you're in, boom, you're out. $25, you have an emissions test. Yay! So, that was awesome. And now I'm set for the final stage of the Oregoning of Dave, getting my license plates. Need to hit the website and figure out how to do that. But that should be fairly easy. Also, my teeth came back yesterday. I don't know if you were aware, but my latest incarnation of dentures had started to crack dangerously so. And I sent it back to the place in Chicago, the Stone Dental in Chicago. They said they'd fix it again. And I'm going to take it into my local dentist and have them adjust it so it hits properly. But I have my teeth, my proper dentures back again. I can retire my old set as my backups. Thank God I kept those. I've needed them twice now. I'm going to keep holding on to them because, damn, to be without teeth would be devastating on many levels. So, yeah. So I'm back at Jameson Square, and that is a walk for Thursday, which is Friday Eve, the day before all good boys and girls get a weekend. Huzzah! So, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. I hope your awareness is tuned in such a way that strange things, subtle things, are captured in your awareness and and they enlighten you in some delightful way. But however it goes down, we must always embrace the words of Zigzag Claiborne, who has told us that despite everything, we can create. It's a choice, it's an option. I think it's a good option. I think it's a good idea to create. To consciously create, to sit down and say, I'm doing this now. I'm making a sandwich. I'm writing a chapter. I'm creating a game. But that act, that's profound and a lot of fun. So definitely hold on to that. Love fearlessly, because God, why not? If you're gonna invest the emotional mojo into love, whether it's a thing, an action, a person, All the way, fearlessly. I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.